The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hashem's second condition is always watching over us. Shkoch HaProtis. Shalom Avrocha. So we spoke the last week about how Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with his chesed and rachmim over us. Like we're saying, that's something we want to build up our bitachon, something we should pay attention to, not take things for granted. The second condition that one needs to have in order to rely upon him is the fact that he is always in contact with you. He's mashgiach, not masiach das, because even if somebody loves you tremendously and cares about you, but he's not in contact with you, he won't be able to help you. But if he's in constant contact with you, then he's always aware of your needs and he'll care for your needs. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for his condition, that he's never matziach das from us, and nothing we do is hidden from him. Even at times that it appears externally, otherwise, but it's not so. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Lo matayim Yaakov zitabeg Yisrael nistira tzurochai me'Hashem me'kai mishpoti yavon." Why is this Klal Yisrael saying that my ways are hidden from Hashem? Able to pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't know. Hello, you data lo shemate lekei olam Hashem b'rik tzoi sa'oret lo yof lo yiga yiga ein chekel tfunoso. He's never tired, never worn out. He's always with us. And even the times, a hard times, that concept of Hashgach HaProtis is always with us. I know even from the hardest times you can imagine, and my father, Zichron Levrach, went to the Holocaust. But together with that, there's such amazing Hashgacha Pratis. Nobody should have survived it. There was no sanitary conditions. There was no medical conditions. Undernourished, exposed to the elements, exposed to diseases. They wore one garment for the whole year, like a light pajama, and had to work in the freezing cold. People had dangerous machlas, much more dangerous than the machlas we have nowadays. With that, people survived. How could that be? For the Midas Adin. Even in the Midas Adin, everything has its exact limits. And Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to continue, so he made those nisim nistorim, or maybe even nisim gluim, for people to survive it. When times are good, how much we're constantly surrounded by the Hashgacha HaProtis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A friend of mine said a very wise remark once. He said, everybody has all these Hashgacha HaProtis stories. They're constantly happening. If you just open up your
Kol HaLashon
eyes, you were trying to find somebody for a long time, Bidiyuk comes up to your door without you asking for it. All kind of things. Just recently somebody told me a mice about somebody in the family. They lost their panosa and they felt bad. They don't have panosa. And a short time later, they were offered from a different direction, the same type of job, with double the salary. And it was a result of the fact that they were let off. It's just a matter of waiting around to see how things will turn out, always for the best. That's the way it is. So this person said, the reason why it doesn't affect us, I mean, if we see these constantly, these clear Hashgacha HaProtis, the Yad HaShemaya things, everyone says, oh, look at the Yad HaShemaya. So why doesn't it affect the way we address trying situations that come up in the future? The answer is because we go through it and we continue with life. We don't make it, we forget about it. So he said, whenever something like that happens, the right thing would be just have a notebook or on your computer, have a file, and write it down. Once a week or once a month, look over all those things, and you'll find, to your surprise, how many times in the course of the week, in the course of the month, you have this clear Ashkocha process, how everything fit into place. Look like you have no idea how things are going to work out. And suddenly, things worked out. And we're surrounded with this constantly. And if we'd have that clear, we'd see how Kodesh Baruch is always with us under all circumstances, even the most seemingly impossible circumstances, was with us. And the past experiences would give us the clarity and the ability to go forward to the new challenges of life, recognizing that it's not the first time it happened. So this is a point for us to pay attention to. Like we're saying, in Amunah we believe it, that Hashem is constantly with us, every second of our lives, constantly watching over us. This impossible task, you have to go through all these coronaviruses floating around. Hashem watches over us, Baruch Hashem, in these situations. Even in that, we should look at the past shmira that we have to give us a peace of mind to go through the future and to be able to do the right things, not be nervous about it, and not over-limit ourselves to a point that we're making life more complicated than it needs to be. And once again, it doesn't have to come from the fact of denial, making believe nothing's around. There's something around. There's something even bigger around, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yivah Atzmo, who's always with us. This is the second condition that Hashem has in such a perfect fashion. The Hashgoche is constantly watching over, is constantly with us in every situation. And from our past experiences, whether it be our personal past experience or experiences of Klal Yisrael, think about them. And with that, it will give us a peace of mind and good feeling that Hashem is with us. And with the Rachman we spoke about in the past, together with the fact that He's always intact with us, that gives us a higher level of peace of mind. Because we know that He doesn't miss anything and He's doing everything with Rachman. Shalom Bracha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.